It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The VA Eastern Colorado healthcare system is back to serving veterans at pre-pandemic rates after seeing a dip last summer. KRCC's Elena Rivera checks back in with the agency after a year of COVID-19.
Andrea Raymert oversees mental health services for the agency. She says they increased telehealth services when closures began, and many are still processing the ongoing pandemic.
Just a lot of not understanding, you know, why this is happening, looking for some social connection, which is difficult where we can't really get together in the way that we used to.
One way Raymert says they've addressed the issue is through daily check-ins from peer support specialists, in addition to group telehealth appointments. Raymert says she's also helping to coordinate the VA's COVID-19 vaccination plan for Southern Colorado. She says they've given around 15,000 first doses of the vaccine to veterans. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
Adams County plans to close its big COVID-19 testing site. The free testing in a parking lot at Water World, northwest of Denver, will end after next Wednesday. The site has tested 250,000 people. Adams County still has similar testing sites in Commerce City, North Glen, and Westminster. Colorado school officials could start paying their board members under a bill advancing at the state legislature. CPR's Megan Verlee reports it passed a preliminary vote in the State House yesterday and is likely soon headed to the Senate.
The measure's Democratic sponsor says the goal is to make it possible for a wider variety of people to run for school board seats. Representative Stephen Woodrow told the Denver Post he thinks requiring school board members to volunteer their time limits participation, particularly by people of color. Republican opponents of the bill argue it would divert money out of classrooms and that school boards should be required to ask voters for permission before paying their members. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
All of Colorado's lakes and rivers have been free of invasive mussels, and Colorado Parks and Wildlife wants to keep it that way. Boats with evidence of mussels increased during inspections at popular boating locations last year. That may be as more people visit from out of state during the pandemic. More than 24,000 boats were decontaminated in 2020. Mussels are destructive to aquatic habitats and water systems. I'm Mike Lamp. It's 6:34. This is CPR News.